And we're at 8:20 on Connect FM on this Wednesday morning and your morning connection. And we're all set for a midweek chat. We have Shirley DeRouge, who is the executive director of Downtown Du Bois Inc., joining us for these midweek chats every couple of weeks. And this is one of those weeks. Hey there, Shirley. Good morning.
Hi, Dan.
It's great to have you in once again. And we're thawing out, heading towards spring here in just a few weeks, and that means a busy schedule. You know, we have Jody August from the Du Bois Chamber of Commerce in every Monday giving us updates. And boy, when we move into March, things just really start going crazy and
sure does.
And getting fast. And it's no different for downtown, is it?
No, it's no different for downtown. That's when everything picks right back up and we're moving full speed ahead.
Yeah. And we're just a little more than a week away from a very special event, which is coming up here in Du Bois. And this affects really more than just downtown. It affects all of Du Bois. And that is the Hometown Heroes Banners special ceremony event. Let us know when that's happening and what's actually taking place there.
Yes, it's next Thursday, March 12th at 6 p.m. It's being held at the VFW. Mm-hmm. We will have an introduction. We have Remy singing the national anthem. We have some guest speakers. We're going to have a proclamation read. And that is a time also for everybody, once the ceremony is complete, to pick up their banners. Mm-hmm. And we hope to have more information available by then. We are still waiting on another quote.
Okay.
So we can figure out which pricing we're going to go with that is, you know, better for the community,
sure.
But we would like to keep it local at the same time. So, but we'll have more information available about this new improved round of Hometown Hero banners that will be kicking off later this year.
Well, that sounds great. And a new system of how those banners will be maintained and
keep them looking crisp and sharp,
right.
When they're left up, they get faded and worn, mm-hmm. and frayed and
just like all of us.
So get a little weather worn. But to keep it's to honor our hometown heroes.
Exactly.
And in order to do that, it's best done in a respectful way. And that's how we want to move forward with
this. Absolutely. It was, somewhat, sad, you know, with the old sets of banners.
Yeah.
You would drive past, I mean, some of them were very nice and looked good, but then you would drive some by some and the picture was completely faded out and it was cracking and you just kind of felt really uncomfortable, right?
Yes, yes. And we had a lot of family members calling asking that they be taken down.
Yeah.
So I get some, there were some that still held up very well, but there were a lot that did not. And ultimately, in order to do this the right way, we had to take them all down and start fresh.
Right. Well, it'll be good to have an honorable ceremony retiring the old set and getting ready to head into something new and special. So thank you for that update. How about an update on Hop and Shop? You know, we're talking about spring and, of course, Easter. And Easter time means Hop and Shop in downtown Du Bois.
Yes, it does. It's the weekend before Easter and sort of like Shop Small Saturday and Hop and Shops in the past. This will be our third annual one. There will be the $5 next year coupons inside the bags. Mm-hmm. The bags will be dispersed out to the businesses prior to the start up, various businesses on the map. We're creating the map already.
Mm-hmm.
It'll have listed which places have the bags.
Okay.
And then obviously all the participating businesses. And then we are also, weather permitting, we're going to have sidewalk chalk activities out along, along the sidewalks for kids. And also we're planning an Easter egg hunt.
Okay,
so
good.
We have some things planned and there's a couple other things in the works that aren't finalized yet, but getting everything ready for that event.
And let's hope the weather does cooperate for that. That sounds exciting, and I'm sure that 2 weeks from today, when we have our next midweek chat, you'll have more details about Hop and Shop.
Yes. All yes, right. Most definitely.
And one last thing to touch base with you on, Shirley, this morning is April. And let's move out of March and talk about April a little bit. And of course, the big thing that you're involved in is the spring cleanup.
Yes, this is our, I think it's 24th annual.
Wow, yeah, that's nice.
Annual spring cleanup. And it started out as part of, you know, PennDOT's the Adopt a Highway.
Right, yeah.
And downtown Du Bois had adopted the highway here that goes 219, mm-hmm. that goes right through downtown. And it has just grown over the years. And the last couple of years, we've taken it into what was Sandy Township. Mm-hmm. And now that we're a consolidated city, we have the whole city to work around. So we are looking for volunteers. Last year, we had over 115 volunteers, which
That's
was
great.
Phenomenal.
Yeah, for sure.
So we're hoping to get more on board this year. But it is Saturday, April 18th.
Okay.
And like every year, pick up supplies and your snack bag at Luigi's Terrace.
Mm-hmm. Well, we always look forward to that. And of course, the aftermath, you know, how
yes.
nice everything looks after
yes.
that
and,
cleanup.
The fire department, they're phenomenal. I want to just mention that as well. They will be doing the washdowns.
Good. Yeah.
That weekend as well. So we'll get everything looking nice and clean and ready for spring.
Well, there's lots to be happy and excited about and to be hoppy about too, right?
Yes. Yes.
Okay, Shirley, thank you so much for that update on downtown Du Bois. And we'll talk to you again in a couple of weeks.
Sounds good. Thank you.